For generations, family life in the Army meant coping with new postings, new homes, new schools every few years. That's about to change. This week, the Army announced that it will reshape its personnel policies to keep soldiers at a base for up to 7 years, almost twice as long as the standard posting. The change is intended to make life easier on military families and to help make units more cohesive. It's also part of an overall reorganization of the Army. To find out more about these changes, we turn to one of our military consultants, Major General Robert Scales. He's the former commandant of the Army War College, and he's the author of Yellow Smoke, The Future of Land Warfare. General Scales, for decades, the Army embraced the basic principle that the frequent rotation of troops was a good way to provide soldiers with a broad experience, to help them learn quite a bit about the military. Why this change?
Because it got to be excessive, Michelle. I spent 34 years in the Army and moved 27 times. And oftentimes, soldiers like me and others found themselves moving almost for the sake of moving.
Certainly, they've heard these stories of hardship for years and years. Why the epiphany now? What led to this change at this moment?
I think the main thing is the enormous amount of difficulty and instability that's going on in the force thanks to these repetitive back-to-back rotations through Afghanistan, Iraq, and Korea. Soldiers quite often are finding themselves returning to overseas postings back-to-back and then having that interrupted sometimes to go to school or to go to some other type of posting. And so I think the military has finally realized they've got to put an end to this unnecessary turbulence.
In announcing this, the Army talked repeatedly about something called unit cohesion. What
right.
exactly is that, and why is that important?
We've learned from many, many years of experience that units perform better when they've been together for long periods of time. Because in close combat, the thing that you need most is trust and familiarity between leaders and led. And the only way you do that is through long-term unit postings so that you can build that level of cohesion and trust. It's absolutely necessary, and it's something that our military has been lacking for many, many years.
And this notion that these longer assignments, or this new policy that they're calling homesteading, will help stabilize family life, is that part of an overall shift in the military, that the military is now much more accommodating or at least understanding of family life?
Absolutely, because the Army today is much different than, say, the Cold War Army. Something like 60 to 70% of all of our young soldiers are married. They have families. It's one thing to pull a soldier up and move him overseas. It's something else to uproot his family and transfer lock, stock, and barrel to a completely different part of the world. We have to think more and more about building stability into the family unit. Otherwise, these soldiers are going to leave us.
With the base closings in Europe and the troop rotations into and out of Iraq, it seems that the military, or at least the Army, is going through an overall restructuring.
Absolutely right. And it's necessary because we're in a different era now. We're in an era where an Army is increasingly becoming an expeditionary force that's not tied to overseas bases. And the only way to accommodate that is to go back and fundamentally change our personnel systems, our assignment systems, even our schooling and educational systems have to be altered to sort of meet this new reality.
And when will all this take effect?
My understanding is it's going to take about 3 or 4 years to be completely embedded in the force. You know, changing Army personnel policies is like trying to steer a battleship. It can only be done very gradually and with great care and deliberation.
General Scales, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Major General Robert Scales is the former commandant of the Army War College and the author of Yellow Smoke, The Future of Land Warfare.